Yeah, the Lancaster County Society for Historical Preservation Executive Director William Shaw. William, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So you are brand new into this role with the Historical Preservation Society. So, you know, July 1st start date, what is kind of job number one for you, either kind of coming into the role or now that you've kind of drank from that fire hose and say, all right, well, this is what we need to do now that I'm here?
Well, John Craig, who's the chairman of the board, he kind of gave me the task of taking on the Cultural Arts Center and taking on all the concerts and jumping into that head first. And so I've taken on dealing with artists, putting the concerts together, managing the full concerts from lights to sound to introduction to just running the whole event, ticketing, whatever that means. And then, you know, looking forward to next year, we're also booking out about a year in advance for all of our performances.
So, how often are you guys having performances?
About 3 to 4 concerts a month.
Okay, so wow.
Mainly on the weekends, Saturdays and Sundays.
And where do you go to find out, you know, who's playing or how to become? I assume there's probably an annual membership that someone could look at purchasing to say, hey, I want to support. And I may not be able to attend them all, but I want the option to be able to do so.
Well, currently I'm working on updating our website, our main website. But if you go to lcactickets.org, you'll see our full lineup for at least through the year. And then I'll start posting next year's concerts very soon after that. So you'll be able to find more information.
That's really cool. So with that, and you've mentioned kind of the music and the way that plays such an importance to the role that you have. You guys have a music festival that's upcoming that is this week, correct?
Yes. Yeah. The Historic Lancaster Music Festival. It's our fourth annual one. It starts tomorrow, Thursday, and it begins at 6:30. So we have a concert Thursday, Saturday and Sunday, followed by a reception Sunday evening.
All right. So what type of music are we talking about? Who is it, the same person each night? Will it be the same style of music? What can we expect?
So it's hosted by us and then Chamber Music for All. And Chamber Music for All is directed by Colleen Lupano. He's the concertmaster for the Charlotte Symphony. And he puts together these chamber music ensembles. So the first night, we'll have piano trios with a special guest from cellist from the St. Louis Symphony coming to perform. Saturday night, we'll have a mix of tangos and jazz, so a bit lighter concert vibe, and that will include Ethan Uslan as a special guest. He's a famous, nationally renowned jazz artist. And then Sunday, we'll conclude with string octets by the Chamber Music for All people.
Wonderful. So you are not new to this world of music from what you shared with us. You have a prior job for 6 years, you said, doing something different, but still in the music world.
Yeah, I was a band director for 6 years. I actually started my music loving when I was young. From my parents and my family, we all were all musicians, and went to Northwestern, was a band student there, and was inspired to study music education by my directors there. And so I went to Winthrop, studied music education, became a band director for the last 6 years.
And so the Society of Historical Preservation is more than just music, though. So you've got, you know, not only Lancaster, but Indian Land, you know, kind of the full county, but you've also got facilities and archives as well. Tell us about some of the motion you guys are making there.
Yeah, so our mission is revitalization in downtown Lancaster. And so we're taking historic buildings, repurposing them for modern use. And so we have, you know, we started with the Cultural Arts Center. There's a cemetery connected to it we've completely restored, and we actually are selling burial plots. There we have the houses across the street that we've taken over. We're restoring them. They were completely destroyed. So we're restoring them, and then we're reselling them to build out the neighborhood. And so we have the capacity to build about 10 homes on the street. And then our biggest project is the Archive Center, which is the old library building that was turned over to us. We're going to turn that into the first Lancaster County Archive Center, which we saw there was a need for that in the area. There was a lot of families reaching out about historical artifacts, historical documents, and it was kind of a scavenger hunt. And so this creates a space where all that can come together.
So what type of, you know, archives are generally kept? You know, if you've got a family that's been there for, you know, 3, 4, 5 generations or more, you know, is there something that they should look for to see if we have, that this might be something that the archives would be interested in? Or are you guys focused more on kind of the public domain of where, you know, records from town hall meetings and things like that?
Family records specifically. So we do, you know, we'll have the doors open September 21st, the end of construction. We'll have a public dedication October 20th. And then when the doors open at that point, we'll welcome families to turn over their popular records, I guess, in Lancaster. And so we are currently working with the Springs family, archivist Ann Evans, and trying to maybe create a home for some of those archives that are Lancaster focused, from their grandfather, Leroy Springs, who owned the Lancaster Mill. And so we're trying to create a space where families like the Springs family, the Rucker family, or other families can get involved.
And so, and if someone is looking to support this, obviously, in order to do this, it doesn't just happen. It takes the support not only of a community and of a board, but also, you know, benefactors that are there, be that businesses, individuals, whoever. Are there ways that folks can support the work that you are doing?
Yeah, so if you go to that same ticketing website, you can donate to us online. You can also mail checks to us as well at our 1859 Craig Farm Road in Lancaster. And so we usually get checks from people that way, but I have created the online version, so if people wanted to give that way. And then we also go out into the community and work with local organizations such as Founders and Comporium and the City of Lancaster and Lancaster County to try and grow our support.
Well, if folks, we mentioned your ticketing website once again for folks out there who are interested in hearing a Chamber Music Festival that's coming up starting tomorrow and running through the weekend. How can they get tickets to that?
Yeah, so you'll go to that ticketing website. It's lcactickets.org. And you'll find there's individual tickets for each concert. They're $21, so very affordable for, you know, very high caliber music. And then, so you can do that. And then $85 for the reception if you'd like to do it that way, or $145 if you want to do the full package to kind of pick and choose or go to all the concerts.
And so that'll be all the concerts and the reception?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So, all right. Well, William, we appreciate you sharing about that, all the things that are happening there in Lancaster County with the Lancaster County Society for Historical Preservation. Again, Executive Director William Shaw, we appreciate you joining us.